Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to open your Bibles with me, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And when you get there, say amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Always making a way. And we give you the praise. Lord, you're worthy. The song says, everybody clap your hand, leaving no one out. And if you can't clap your hands, I'll let you borrow mine. When they come to you, they'll already be clapping, so all you have to do is just hold them. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to start today with verse number 4. Verse number 4. Thessalonians is right there close to Timothy. Matter of fact, it's right before you get to the book of Timothy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Bible says in verse number 4. We're going to start with verse 4 today. The Bible says, but you, where it says you, put your name there. But you, brethren and sister, are not in darkness, so that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as other people do, but let us watch and be sober in the right frame of mind. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Of course, I know some people be drunken today too. Amen. In verse 8 says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. This is the second part of a message I taught last week called the children of the light. Children of the light. Amen. And when the scripture talks about the children of the light, the scripture is talking about you and me, if you are a Christian. And if you are not one, you can be one today. I think I think you might need to turn the buses up some and the house speakers down because I hear that echo. Amen. You can be one today. It don't cost you nothing. And not only are you as a Christian a child of light or the children of light, the Bible also says that you are the light of the world. Well, Pastor, how can I be the light of the world if the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world? Well, the reason why you can be the light of the world is because the Bible says that you as a Christian is the light of the world. And God cannot lie. Amen? So in 1 Thessalonians, as I mentioned last week, you know, Paul is encouraging the Christians at Thessalonica because he's letting them know that something that they already know, that Jesus Christ is coming back. And in his letter to them, you know, he focused on three different things. He focused first on, number one, Jesus is coming back. And then he focused on the fact that they should not forget who they are in Christ Jesus. And he also focused on the fact that they should take care of themselves as well as others, okay? They should take care of themselves or encourage themselves as well as other Christians. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And he's focusing on them to keep the light on so we will not miss Jesus when Jesus comes back, okay? Because how many of you know that we cannot afford, as children of light, we cannot afford to let our lights go off. And when I talk about lights, I'm not talking about the lights in your house. I'm talking about spiritual life, okay? In other words, we need to stay focused in our Christian walk. Why? Because there is a thing out there that's called darkness. Y'all still with me? And there is a small g God who is over the darkness of this world. So God, Paul is saying here, we need to stay focused. We need to keep the light on, because guess what? Jesus is coming back. And if we do not have our lights on when he comes back, it just might catch us by surprise. If we do not have our lights on, we will end up in spiritual darkness. Although we might not want to be there, we will end up there anyway. Because how many of you know, whenever the lights are not on, it's automatically dark. Are y'all still with me? When the sun is not shining, at nighttime, it's automatically dark. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Sometimes it might be dark in the day because of the eclipse that we had not too long ago. But 99% of the time, when it's not light, it's dark. Amen? So as a Christians, we cannot afford to let our lights go on, because if we do, when Jesus come back, we will be caught off guard. Okay? And we as Christians do not want to be caught by surprise, you know, when Jesus come back, because we know that he is coming back. And the Bible tells us that when he comes back, he's coming back as a thief in the night. It didn't say Jesus was a thief. So he's coming back like a thief in the night. Because how many know when a thief come at night, a lot of people don't even know that he's coming because they're too busy snoring in their bed. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. But if we are stumbling around in the dark, when Jesus comes back, we will miss out on him. And the next thing we know, we'll be waiting for him to come back. And guess what? He's already come. We were just not aware or on guard or ready for him when he came back. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So the children of the light should never be caught off guard. As children of light, we should never be caught in darkness. We should never be, amen. And Paul tells us in this series of scriptures how not to be caught in darkness. Look at what he says here in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse number 7. He says here, he says, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunk in the night. He said, but let us, talking about the children of the light, he said, but let us, okay, let us who are of the day be sober, okay, where sober means not being drunk and in the right frame of mind, because I told you last week, when people are intoxicated, you know, a lot of times they're in the wrong frame of mind. And they do things that they did not even remember doing before they became intoxicated. Y'all still with me? Anybody here been intoxicated? Y'all ain't got to raise your hand. Amen, amen, amen. But he said, let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to punishment. The word wrath means punishment, okay? In other words, God wants us to be ready when Jesus comes back. And he says the way we can not be caught off guard is to put on the breastplate of faith, the breastplate of love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Well, I mentioned last week, why a breastplate? Well, the Bible tells us that the breastplate, okay, well, the Bible doesn't tell us, but we know when we put on the breastplate, it guards our heart. And listen to this. Not only does the breastplate guard your heart, it also guards the light that's in your heart. Y'all still with me? Amen. It guards the light that's in your heart, because the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 22, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy what? Heart. With all thy what? Soul. Let's go there. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all look like y'all don't remember. Let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Are y'all all right? Can y'all hear me clearly this morning? Amen. Matthew chapter 22. Amen. Look at verse number 37. This is Jesus talking. Verse 37 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy what? Mind. Okay? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So guess what? That breastplate protects the love of God that is in your heart. Okay? It protects the love of God that is in your heart. Not only does it protect the love of God that's in your heart, it also protects your faith in God. Amen? Because the Bible tells us that as Christians, we must live by faith. It is not an option, and that breastplate helps to protect the faith that God has given us. Amen. And then the helmet, okay, the helmet guards your mind, because the mind is the battleground for Satan, and that is the place where he attacks us at to try to steal the love of God from our hearts and to try to cause us to allow our lives to go off. It all starts in the mind, because it's the battleground for Satan. Y'all still with me this morning? So he says that be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, the breastplate of love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. And notice what he said. He said, put it on. He said, put it on. Notice he did not say, order it on Amazon. Notice he did not say, order it from some other store on the internet. He said, put it on. So if he's telling us to put it on, that means that as Christians, we must already have it. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And as Christians, you do have it, because you have everything that you need on the inside of you to be victorious in this world. So we do not have to try to find it. All we need to do is to recognize that we have it and put it on. Are y'all still with me? Amen. 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 Because sometimes if we do not do that, amen, we are all the time, sometimes we go through things in this world that tries to get the best of us, and if we do not have on the breastplate, okay, to protect the love of God in our heart, to protect our faith, to protect our minds with the helmet, if we do not have it on, we will end up, okay, allowing Satan's attacks on against us to cause our light to become dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. And our lights will become so dim to the point where, because people can't see what's going on spiritually, they will start believing Satan's lies when Satan tell them that their situation is not going to get any better. Are y'all still with me? He will tell you that your situation is not going to get any better. God has forsaken you. He's turning his back on you, and you are all alone. And if we do not keep on the breastplate and the helmet, okay, that protects our love, that protects our faith, that protects our mind, we will start believing Satan's lies. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. To the point where we start to doubt that God is in our heart. We start to doubt that God loves us. We start to doubt the fact that faith is something that will keep us rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. We start to replace our faith with doubt. And how many of you know that's exactly where Satan wants you to be? Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. We start losing focus of who we are in Christ Jesus. And we come to the point where we feel like that God is nowhere to be found. Okay, he doesn't love me anymore. And your light will continue with those negative words, will continue to be go dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, to the point where Christians will start pulling away from God. and try to figure it out on their own. And eventually, they stop getting into the Word. They stop, coming or going to church to hear the Word. They just want to just pull away totally from God. Why? Because they cannot really see spiritually what Satan is trying to do to them because they have taken off the breastplate. They can't see it. They're focusing on the situation that Satan says is not going to get any better instead of focusing on the God who can deliver them out of that situation. Y'all still with me? And eventually, after that light begin to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, eventually that light will go off totally. And they will end right back up in the dark place that they were in before God delivered them out of their darkness. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You can't see it with your natural eye, but it is there. Pastor, how in the world can a Christian, the one who says they love God, the one who says that they're the head and not the tail, they are above and not beneath, how in this world can they just turn away from God? How can they let Satan convince them that God doesn't love them? How can they let Satan convince them that they are not who the Word of God says they are? How can they allow that to happen? Well, Christians, it happens. And the reason why it happens is because we are human beings, and sometimes when things attack us, we allow them to get the best of us. We're Christians, but we're human beings. I mean, Satan is not going to stop attacking us just because we're Christians. He doesn't care. But for people who are not Christians, it don't bother them too much. Because they already have them. That's why the Bible said we must be born again. Y'all still with me? Amen. But sometimes people go through situations, okay, in life, in this world, that causes them to become weak spiritually, mentally, and physically. It happens. It causes them to start wavering in their faith. It happens to some people. That's just the way it is. Y'all still with me? It causes them to question God's love for them to the point where they feel like that they have no hope. They have no hope. And don't you know when you lose hope, when you lose faith, you are really headed for a disaster. Because once again, Jesus is coming back, and what happens is that when people lose hope and faith, instead of living like the children of the light, they start living like the children of the darkness. And they go right back to doing the same things that they did before they got saved. In other words, they go right back to the world's way of doing things. And they're going to be just like the people that Paul talked about in verse number 3 of 1 Thessalonians. Look what the Bible says here. He says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as a woman who is in labor, or woman who has labor pains with the child, and they shall not escape." He is talking about people right there who are not saved. And how many of you know when you end, not you, I'm not, because you're not going to do it, amen. When Christians end up going back into that same dark place where they were before they got saved, then verse 3 applies to them, because listen to this. There's a myth out there that says once saved, always saved. That's one of the biggest lies out of the pits of hell. Y'all still with me? Because if that was the case, why does 1 John say, if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you of this sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Y'all still with me? Amen. But there are situations that happen in this world that people go through, they're allowed to get the best of them, and they end up pulling away from God Because they said, well, God, I thought you said you love me. You don't love me, God. If you love me, why are you letting this happen? They pull away from God. And now you know, if we pull away from God, if God is here and Satan is there, if I pull away from God, I'm getting closer to Satan. In other words, I'm leaving the light and I'm going right into the darkness. And I won't be able to see spiritually what's going on. And it happens all of the time. We're Christians. I'm talking about the one that say Jesus Christ is number one in my life. Those kind of people. Y'all still with me? They live in darkness. They have lost all hope. And then, not only is that situation getting the best of them, they have opened up the door for Satan, and here come more situations, and more situations, and more situations just tearing them apart. Are y'all still with me? But Christians, how many of you know that there is hope? Even when you feel like there is no hope, I want to encourage you this morning. There is hope. And we can never lose hope. And what hope means confidence. We can never lose confidence in the fact that just because the situation seems so rough, we can never lose confidence and faith in the fact that God can deliver us out of this situation. And listen to this, He will deliver you out of this situation. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go with me, please, to Romans chapter 5. We must realize that it is hope because the word of God tells us so. Romans chapter 5. And when you get there, say amen. See, we can't forget ever who we are in Christ Jesus. We can never forget that. We can never forget that. We can never doubt who we are in Christ Jesus. That's one of the things Paul wanted to remind the Christians at Thessalonica of, and the Word of God is reminding us, listen, you can't forget who you are in Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus is coming back, but we shouldn't get caught by surprise, because we can't forget who we are. We are children of light. We have to keep the light on. And there is hope. Regardless of what you go through, how you are going through it, where it came from, and where it's going, big, small, doesn't matter. There is always hope. Why? Because the Word of God says so. Are you at Romans chapter 5? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says here in verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by what? Faith. Do y'all see that? Amen. Listen, you must, one of the things that we saw in Thessalonica is the Bible says the breastplate of what? Faith. I'm glad you all remember that. Somebody with me this morning. The breastplate of faith. And I told you that breastplate protects your faith. Now listen to this. The Bible says once again, therefore being justified by what? Faith. Are y'all still with me? Justified by faith. Listen to this. We must never forget that the same faith that we allow to waver sometimes is the same faith that led us to salvation. It's the same faith. The same faith that we lose faith in, we can't forget that that's the same faith that led us to salvation. That's the same faith that led us to become Christians. Y'all still with me? Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, around the 8th verse, 8th and 9th, it says, we are saved by grace through what? Faith. And not of ourselves. We didn't save ourselves. It says, it is a gift from what? Who? God. The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. So we have to go through faith to be saved. Well, if we receive salvation by going through faith, why should we waver on the same thing that helped us to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, sometimes we face situations that try to cause us to do that. Are y'all still with me? The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Y'all still with me? So the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, the word justified means to show regard is just. In other words, you know, when you got saved, you got justified, just as you never sinned before, because Jesus washed your sins away. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace. Do y'all see that? Do y'all see that? It did not say go find peace. It says that you already have peace. Y'all still with me? You already have it. I told you earlier, you have everything you need on the inside of you as Christians. Everything. It says, be justified by faith, we have peace. Y'all still with me? The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and what? Mind. The same parts that you need to put the breastplate in the heaven on to protect. The peace of God will keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. I mean, you got to take this Bible and just know it's talking directly to you. If you take it as it's talking directly to you, you're going to be okay. But if you think it's talking to someone over the rainbow, you're going to miss out. Y'all still with me? The Bible also says in the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter says, he shall keep thee in perfect peace. Who's what? Mind. The thing is that you put the helmet on to protect. Whose mind is stayed on him. Are y'all still with me this morning? Got to give you the scripture. Because see, Satan doesn't care about anything else. He just don't want you to know anything about the word. Because the last time he heard the word, it beat him up on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Because when he tried to attack Jesus, Jesus kept telling him, it is written. And how many of you know, if it is written, can no one change it? Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Amen. So once again, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, by whom also we have what? Access by faith. Do you know what that means? Have access. That means that faith is always there for you. The Bible says that God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. He never took it away. He just wants us to build on it by hearing the word. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, you should never lose your faith, because you also have access to the God kind of faith. Y'all still with me? Have you ever went to a building and you wanted to get in, and they said, you can't come in, you don't have access to it. I need to see your ID card. You can't come in. Don't you know that you have a spiritual ID card that you can't see, but Satan can? And there is nothing off limits to you when it comes to God's word. You don't know, you better ask somebody. I mean, Satan can't say, God said it in his word, but you don't have access to this. Oh, yes, you do. The Bible says we have an inheritance. Jesus left us an inheritance. He willed us something. Like a man is broken, he got $1 million, somebody willed him $1 million, and he talking about he broke. Man, just go to the bank and get your money. Well, I know they willed it to me, but I just feel like I'm broke. That's what Christians say. I know the word of God, everything in here belongs to me, but I just feel like I'm broke. Oh, you got to get into the word and find out what's in your will. If we don't read the will, we're not going to know what we have. Are y'all still with me? We have to read the will. I remember one time I had to be the arbitrator for a will being read because there was conflict. This side didn't like that side. And they, someone passed and they couldn't get together on their own. They needed someone to read the will, to be there to make sure everything went straight. And I just happened to be that person, to make sure everything was right. How many of you know, when it comes to the will of God, you don't need no arbitrator. You don't need anyone to say, you can have this, you can have this, you can have this. You don't need that. All you need to do is just get into the will. The word is his will. Are y'all still with me? Stay with me. We're still talking about that hope. So you have hope. Let's keep reading. The Bible says, once again, by whom we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we do what? Stand. Ephesians tells us to stand. After you have done all that you can do to stand, then stand. Stand. And then it says, and rejoice in, there it is. Y'all see it? And rejoice in what? Hope. People who don't think they have any hope, read chapter 5. It said, and rejoice in hope. That word hope means confidence. Why? Because of who you are in Christ Jesus. You can't forget who you are in Christ Jesus. Satan will try to make you forget who you are in Christ Jesus. You can't forget it. He says, rejoice in hope and not enjoy in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, he says, but look at what the Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Rome. He said, but we glorify in what? Tribulation. I'll add the word persecution in there. We glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience. And patience worketh, tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope. Are y'all still with me? And hope maketh us not ashamed. Hope, confidence makes us not ashamed. See, when you're going through a situation, and you know, without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to deliver you out of this situation. And people tell you, well, I know you keep talking about God going to deliver you, but look at you now. He hasn't done it yet, so you still believe he's going to do it? You can't live. You can't lose your confidence. You have to know, without a shadow of a doubt, what God will do for you. Even when it looks like he's not going to deliver you, you have to know that he's going to deliver you in his time, right? All we have to do is just be patient, have confidence, and hold on to our faith. Regardless of how things look, because the Bible says we do not look at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are unseen. Well, how can we see things that are unseen? Well, we see things that are unseen through the eyes of faith. Because the Bible says faith is the substance of things. There was the thing what? No, you already said it. Faith is the substance of thing what? Hope. Yeah, the word hope is again. You have hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, faith takes the place of the thing that I'm hoping for until the thing that I'm hoping for comes. And then when it comes, I don't need my faith for it anymore because it's already here. Now I can use my faith for something else. So that's hope. But I have to hold on to my faith. Okay, amen. Y'all ready? I mean, did you know there was so much meat in one set of scriptures? That's why you got to meditate into the Word of God. Because I mentioned before, there's more to what you see on the surface in the scriptures. Y'all still with me? Amen. Let's keep going. Right, look, I'm not done yet. Amen. Look what he's saying. So in other words, when you are standing on your faith, and someone say, oh, look at you, it hasn't happened yet. Amen. Don't put your head down like you're ashamed. Man, I done told this person all God can do, and now look at me. No, you better lift your head up. You lift your head up. Because the Bible tells us right here, it says, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in what? Didn't we just see a script a few minutes ago say the breastplate of our heart? Have I lost anybody? So if the love of God is in our heart, we have to make sure we have the breastplate on, because if we take the breastplate on, we are exposing the love of God to our situation, and then we're going to think that because we're going through, that God don't love us anymore. And since he don't love me anymore, I'm not going to love him anymore. Can't get like that. Doesn't matter what you're going through, or what you've been through, or what you've been, or where you're going, it doesn't matter. This still applies. Why? Because you are children of light. So once again, and hope, verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our, good God Almighty. I am telling you, do y'all see what I just saw? Love is in your heart by what? I ain't even read it yet. But you see it right there in your Bible. By who? The Holy Ghost. Look at it. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And then verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. What am I trying to get you to see? You can't lose hope. Because you already have it. You can't lose confidence. It's already in you. You can't lose it. Regardless of what the situation looks like, you have to hold on till you hold on till you hold on. In other words, when we get into that situation, when we're feeling like God doesn't love us, when we're feeling like he doesn't hear our prayers, when we're feeling like we have no hope, we have to remind ourselves that we need to put our gear back on. Well, Pastor, what gear are you talking about? I'm talking about the breastplate that guards your heart, the breastplate that guards your faith, and the helmet that guards your mind. Because when we start feeling like God is not with us anymore and all those things, that means we have taken the breastplate off when the Bible tells us to put it on, and it never tells us to take it off. Are y'all still with me this morning? Can't take it off. You can't take it off. Because that's what Satan wants you to do. Are y'all still with me? I told you, the breastplate protects your heart, the helmet protects your head, the breastplate protects your faith, and the breastplate also protects the light. Your light, because God's light never go off. Are y'all still with me? What a mighty God we serve, amen. If the light goes off, we have to turn it back on. You can't let it stay off. Why? Because Jesus is coming back. The light goes off, it's not good for you. Because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, for those who haven't accepted Jesus, who think everything's okay, it's going to be worse for them when Jesus comes back. And if we allow Satan to cause us to get back into this same lifestyle that we were in before we got saved because of a situation that we allowed to get the best of us, guess what? When Jesus comes back, we're going to miss him. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And how many of you know, sometimes, after all this I've said, talking about the light, the breastplate, sometimes people might get through situations where they're having a hard time to getting it back on. Well, what should we do? What should happen there? What I told you last week, that's when Christians need to step up and help out. Because Paul told them last week that we need to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another. Go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. Got to encourage one another. Amen. Time is flying today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Christians have to encourage one another. Y'all still with me? Got to encourage one another. We have a responsibility to not only encourage ourselves, but to encourage one another. Amen. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 again. Look what the Bible says over in verse 11. I told you earlier, one of the things that Paul wanted them to do was to comfort themselves, take care of themselves and others. And it's the same for us. Verse 11, he says, wherefore, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. In other words, encourage one another and build each other up. That's what another translation say. Amen. And then he says, I beseech you, brethren, to know that them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and respect them very highly in love for their work sake and be at peace among yourselves. You know, he said in verse 14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, okay, people who can't make intelligent decisions, because sometimes people go through different things in life. They make the wrong decisions because they're trying to fix it themselves instead of casting all their cares on God, okay? It says, comfort the feeble-minded and support the weak and be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. So Christians, what the Bible is telling us that we have to take care of ourselves and we have to encourage other Christians, because sometimes a Christian might be so weak that it's hard for him to pick himself on. It's hard for him to put on him or her to put on the breastplate, you know, and we have to remind them, hey, let's go, you know, just get your breastplate. I know you're going through this, but, you know, God loves you and he you know, he's with you. You know, you're not alone. We have to encourage them. And if you need me, call me. I'm here for you. And we have to mean it when we say it. Sometimes people tell you to call them when you need them, and you call them, they're nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that rascal calling me again. I'm not going to answer the phone this time. No, you need to answer the phone. Because we are all members of the body of Christ, and when one person hurt, we all hurt. Mm-hmm. Are y'all still with me? Yeah. Amen. We must trust God. Well, Pastor, you know, I know you say, you know, I need to put on all this stuff, and I'm calling people, and you know, Christians who's supposed to be encouraging me, and they don't want to encourage me. Instead of them encouraging me, they're spreading my business all over Killeen, Hocker Heights, and Hiker Hearts, and wherever else they live, and they should be helping me. So I don't have confidence in talking to Christians about my business, because every time I do it, next thing I know, it's on CNN News. Well, Christians, I'm here to tell you, if you feel that way, then there's problems, issues in the body of Christ. And how many of you know there are issues in the body of Christ? Because everybody that say they are, aren't. That's why the Bible says, know them that labor among you. Amen? And you might say, Pastor, you know, I don't have the power to do it myself. Well, how many of you know God never told us to do anything in our own power? Never, never. He never said do it in your own power. He never said that to us. If I don't have anyone else to go to, if I don't trust anyone else, I still am able to get my light turned back on. Not by my power, not by my might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Are y'all still with me? You don't need to do it by your own power. You just have to use the power that is already in you. Well, Pastor, how do I tap into that power? How many of you know I am so glad that you asked that question? I want you to go with me, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Because some people don't trust anybody. Because many times there's a lot of mess in the body of Christ where you can't even talk to another Christian about your business. Because if you do, they're going to post it on their Facebook page. I'm just telling you the truth. People, you say, I'm telling you the truth, and the lie ain't in it. Y'all ever heard that phrase before? Maybe you have. Amen, amen, amen. You have the power on the inside of you to encourage yourself, to lift yourself up just like King David did. Look what the Bible says here in the verse, chapter 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Look at verse number 5. Let's talk about verse number 5. Paul is talking to the Christians at Corinth. I mean, he was all over the place. And look at what, writing all kinds of letters or epistles. Look what the Bible says here in verse 5. For we preach not ourselves. This is what he said to them. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. Y'all still with me? This is for people who find themselves in a dark situation. And they feel like there's no way out. Look at what the Bible says. It says in verse number 6, for God, who commanded the what? Light to shine out of what? Darkness. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our what? Hearts. See, even when you turn your light off, God's light is still on. Has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And then it says here, but we, children of light, Christians, but we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Do y'all see that? So you can't do it in your power, but you can do it in the power of God. I want to read that again. For God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Do y'all see that? This treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not in us. Can you please pull that scripture up in the NIV for me? Because people talk, we read this treasure in earthen vessels, and a lot of people don't understand what the Bible's talking about. But I mean, you know, welcome to Word of Knowledge Ministries. Before you leave here today, you will know exactly what he's saying. Can you pull up that verse, 2 Corinthians 4:7 for me, please, in the NIV? Amen. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll just tell them what it says. There it is right there. It says, but we have this treasure in what? Jars of what? clay. Have you ever seen a jar of clay? Can you see what's on the inside? I mean, if I put a rock in the middle of that jar of clay, would you be able to see it? Just because you can't see it does not mean that it's not there. See, the power that you have on the inside of you, it was in you whether you can see it or not. Because the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that means that the Holy Spirit lives in your body. Virtually, I'm talking. Although you can't see him, he's there. And as a Christian, you can never forget that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live on the inside of you. And that's the place he is right now to lead you and guide you into all truth. See, you don't have to look for the Holy Spirit over the rainbow. He's always with you. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So, once again, the Bible says that we have treasure in jars of clay. In other words, King James says, we have treasures in these earthly vessels. Talking about your body. Your body is an earthly vessel. It is the house for your spirit and the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says that we don't have to have this power on our own. The power is already on the inside of us. Once again, verse 7, but we have the treasure in earthly vessels so that the excellency of the power, okay, that treasure is the power of God on the inside of you. That's what the treasure is. So that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Do you all see that? In other words, we cannot do anything in our own power. Jesus said in John 15, he says, without me, you can do nothing. But the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, but you can do all things through Christ. Why? Because of the power that's on the inside of you. Are y'all still with me? You never have to do anything alone. God is always with you. Let's read the rest of it, though. Amen. Because the Apostle Paul here in 2 Corinthians is going to show us how that power works. If you never worked that power before, he's going to show you. Look at what he said here in verse 7. We start there again. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then he says, because of this power, he said, verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Do you all see that? Cast down, but not destroyed. And then he tells us why they are not those things that a lot of people are, because they don't understand the power on the inside of them. He tells us why. Look what we said. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. Where? In our body. For we which live always are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, so that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. In other words, as long as you're in this world, you're going to go through situations and circumstances. As long as you're in this world, Satan is going to try to attack you, separate you from your faith, try to cause you to doubt God, try to cause you not to love God anymore because you think he's putting some on you when he's not putting anything on you. He's going to try to get you right back in the place you were before you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But as Christians, just like the Apostle Paul wanted them to know, you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You're not the same person who you used to be before you got saved. You might look in the mirror and see that same person, but that's not you. That's just your body that you live in while you're here on this earth. You've been born again. You are a child of the Most High God. You have become the children of light, and not only are you a child of the light, the Bible says that you are the light of the world. Are y'all still with me? But Pastor, I thought Jesus was the light of the world. Well, so are you. Go to Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. And if I'm the light of the world, that means that if my light goes off, the world cannot see the light that's on the inside of me. And if they can't see the light on the inside of me, how are they going to be saved if they don't see the light? They're going to continue to stumble around in darkness. So, Christian, what I'm trying to get you to see, your light is not just for you. Your light is not just for other Christians. Your light is also for the world. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And how are they going to come to him when they are walking around in the darkness? Well, let me tell you how. The light have to be shining. And because it says Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, you and I, by letting our light shine, is the only Jesus that they're going to see by our lifestyle, by letting our light shine. Are y'all still with me? Y'all in Matthew chapter 5? I'm almost doing because I have 4 minutes, Matthew chapter 5. Amen. Are y'all there yet? You are not only children of light, you're the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5. Amen. Look at what the Bible says here in verse number 14. Y'all with me? I'm almost done. I'm moving a little faster now, but I'm almost done. Look what the Bible says in verse 14. Jesus is talking to the disciples, amen? Those who follow him, you know, in this situation, Christians, because Jesus has already died and has been resurrected. Look what he says. He says, you, put your name there where it says you. You are the light of the who? Notice he didn't say you're the light of darkness, although your light will shine in darkness. Don't worry about it. You'll get it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Look, he says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill. Okay? A city is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick and give it light unto all that are in the house. Then the Bible says in verse 16. Let your light so do what? Shine. In other words, it can't shine if it's not on. Jesus' light never goes off. Even though you can't see it inside that clay, it's on. So let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. In other words, they will see your good works when your life is shining, and then they will glorify God. One of the ways that they would glorify God is by coming to him, because they would see him in you by your light. But the Bible just said that. Let your light shine so they can see your good works in the light and glorify your Father which is in heaven. They'd be like, man, I've been walking around in the darkness so long, I see your light shining. I need to get what you get. Where'd you get that from? Did you order that on Amazon? No. I received it by way of the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? Well, why is it so important for me to let my light shine so men can see it and glorify God? Well, how many of you know there are a lot of people out there that are not saved? And the only way that they're going to be saved is they have to see the light. Y'all don't believe me, do you? Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go back to it. Where we just left. About that earthen vessel. I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm almost done. I know I show scripture, but I have to show it to you. Because if I show it to you, if I say it, y'all want you to believe something I say just because I say it. I want you to see it. Y'all still with me? Amen. Verse 4, Paul is talking to the Corinthians, wrote him another letter. He says, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we don't give up. King James said, we faint not. And then he says, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commended ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Look what he said in verse 3. That's what I want you to concentrate on. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are who? Lost. People who are not saved. Your light needs to be on for them also. And then it says why they're lost. It says, whom the God of this world, small g, talking about Satan, has blinded the minds. Blinded the minds. Notice he always goes for the mind, because if he can get the mind, he can get the rest of the person, unless their mind is on Christ Jesus. He has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Well, how is the light going to shine unto them? But you letting your light shine, so they can see your light, and then they'll come to Jesus. I'm closing because the clock says 0:00. Stand to your feet. Christians, as children of the light, we cannot afford to let our lights go off, because Jesus is coming back. The scriptures tell us so. We're going to face situations and circumstances in life that many times they're going to seem to get the best of us. But we can't give in to it. We got to remember who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to stay in the race. We can't doubt God. We can't go backwards. We have to move forward. We cannot afford to let our lights go off. Because when we let the lights go off, then we can't see in dark. And I'm talking about spiritually. We can't afford to. Because we don't want to get caught short when Jesus comes back. And we don't want any other Christians to be left behind when Jesus comes back. And we don't want the sinners out there who don't know Jesus to not accept him and go through what they're going to go through when he comes back. That's why we got to keep our light on, because it's not just for us, it's for others. And yes, Satan is going to continue to attack. He's not going to quit. But I want to read a verse to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says here in verse 56, it said, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. It said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sister, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Whatever you face in life, you keep going. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt God. Do not doubt yourself. And do not doubt the word. And as long as you keep your heart protected with that breastplate, as long as you keep your faith protected with that breastplate, as long as you keep your mind protected with that helmet, not only does that helmet protect your mind, it also protects whatever's trying to get into your ears that's not in the Word of God. As long as you will do that, your light will never go off. Amen? Somebody give God a hand, praise the Father. He alone.